Musicians from Boston are among the hundreds on their way to Los Angeles for the 57th Grammy Awards coming up on Sunday. It includes more than a dozen members of a classical string ensemble from Jamaica Plain who prepare and perform without a conductor. WBUR's Andrea Shea this morning has this profile of the ensemble called A Far Cry.
As he talks about A Far Cry's Grammy nomination, the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum's music director Scott Nickrens looks like a proud parent. The 18-person string ensemble is his chamber orchestra in residence, which is something like the museum's house band.
Well, I'll be cheering for them all the way.
The story behind the recording that earned them their Grammy nod for Best Chamber Music Small Ensemble Performance starts at the museum. A Far Cry created a concert program for the Gardner's new concert hall in 2012 titled Dreams and Prayers. Nickrens remembers the performance, but reserves his gushing for A Far Cry's philosophy. He calls the group rare because it has no conductor or director. Instead, each musician gets a turn taking charge.
It's their turn to control the rehearsals. It's their turn to create the program. They have a true democracy, and I'll be darned if I can figure out how they keep it going.
How do we keep the democracy going? No pressure here, folks. No pressure.
Violinist Sarah Darling is one of the criers, as they call themselves. She says three words drive A Far Cry.
Okay, love, trust, and respect. Essentially, what the members of the group are saying to each other is you can't love somebody's playing. That's not enough. Like, you can't only trust a fellow musician. That's not enough. You know, you can't merely respect somebody's efforts. It only works if you put the three things together.
Combining love, trust, and respect with empowering each individual to lead is what unifies the group.
And, you know, we marvel at it too, because it's crazy. And for sure, it's very difficult.
Violinist Miki Cloud curated the Dreams and Prayers program that ultimately transformed into the Grammy-nominated performance. She remembers pitching her concept to the criers.
It's amazing to be able to come to a group of colleagues and friends with a kind of out-there idea. Hey, let's record music spanned over 1,000 years and all pieces that have never been recorded before in this way that touch on all of these religious topics.
Dreams and Prayers explores how music relates to the soul throughout history. It's filled with mystical works, including A Far Cry's rearrangement of a Beethoven string quartet and the contemporary piece, The Dreams and Prayers of Isaac the Blind, by local composer Osvaldo Golichov, featuring clarinetist David Krakauer. Cloud says the total is more than the sum of its parts.
Certain programs kind of take you to new places, and this was definitely one of them.
That's violinist Megumi Stowes Lewis. She says the criers wanted to share their program with a larger audience, so they decided they should start their own record label. First, they took Dreams and Prayers on tour, and just so you know, they almost always play standing up. Again, curator Miki Cloud.
We performed it in a packed church that was 80 degrees with the whole audience sweating along with us. We performed it in opera houses where we stood on the ground and had the audience sit around us like a mosh pit. Everywhere we went, we felt this tremendous energy from the audience. And so when we finally went to record it, we felt free with the material.
A Far Cry recorded Dreams and Prayers, funded by a $27,000 Kickstarter campaign at Sacred Heart Church in Fall River. Now, almost all of the 18 members of A Far Cry will be in Los Angeles for the Grammy Awards ceremony. If they do win, Megumi Stowe Lewis hopes the recognition helps A Far Cry reach even more people.
You know, we are so strongly rooted in Boston, and our home series is in Boston, and we love touring, but we want to spend as much time in Boston as possible as well. And I think, having our recordings go out everywhere is one way we can do both.
Scott Nickrens of the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum wants to have a party for his house ensemble when they get back from sunny California. If he does, who knows? Maybe the Criers will cover another Boston band like they have in the past. The Dropkick Murphys. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.